I'm really excited about this new album from the Indigo Girls called Look Long, and was fortunate enough to spend a little time on Zoom with them. And yeah, you're about to hear the results of that interview. It's so much fun to talk with them. Mary Sue Tuohy with you on Sirius XM. Grammy Award-winning artists Indigo Girls, Amy Ray and Emily Saliers, join us today via Zoom to talk about their new album, Look Long, 16th studio album. And let's start with, how are you during this pandemic? How are you doing?
I mean, I'm okay. I mean, you know, of course, there's all sort of things going on inside and, you know, all sorts of questions. And, but I am super fortunate and have a great life, and I have access and room to roam and food and shelter. I don't know. I feel like I'm super fortunate. So that part of me is great. You know, it's hard to see a lot of people suffering and all that, but I just feel, I know we have such amazing scientists and innovators and researchers and medical people. And I feel certain that if we could get the right leadership, we can knock this on the head, you know, and get life back into a better place.
The music, this music of yours and music overall, is just really come to the forefront here. You recently did a couple of live streams and, you know, 80,000 people joined that live stream. Wow. That's saying something. How do you feel about that? That's a stadium, right? That's a couple stadiums.
I the first one we had a really big crowd on, the one we did last night wasn't as big. And I think the first one was just at that time that, you know, it was like everybody was home. Everybody was freaking out. We were freaking out. We were freaking out collectively. And we all needed to do something. I know me and Emily did. So we feel, I don't know, what do you feel about it, Emily?
I mean, I think that it's so funny. You said 80,000. I think the number keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Wasn't the first one 60 and last night's was 20 or something like that?
Yeah.
Maybe they added them together.
Yeah. But I think it was, and also Amy and I had really jumped on, as soon as we had to cancel a show that minute, we're like, we have to do a live stream. We really want to play and be with our people. And so I think that we were sort of one of the first bands who really jumped on that. Not the very first band, but, and so it was something that was novel also. And as Amy was saying, like, people were freaking out, and it was a way for us all to be together, and our fans all commune with each other. So that was really cool. But now there's access to all kinds of performances and discussions and artistic things and DIYs. I mean, I've been learning with my little 7-year-old all the cool stuff you can make at home.